sun was in the sky and love was burning in your eyes. Nothing in the world could bother me, 'cause I was living in a world of ecstasy. But now you're gone, I'm just a daydreamer.
Yes, of course, the voice of Davy Cassidy is headlining a terrific show here in the Copacabana in the heart of Las Vegas. And he very kindly let me sort of step into his dressing room, and after he showered and put on a bathrobe, let me ask him a few questions. I had to ask him because I saw him on that TV show, I Love the 70s, talking about what it was like to be Davy Cassidy back when he was having those big hits and was the teenage idol of the time. But he did give a little hint that perhaps he wasn't the cut guy.
Never, ever someone who's dishonest about it. I always tried to, because I had a lot of kids and a lot of young people that were very much influenced by me. I tried to be a positive role model. And in a lot of respects, I did and was, as a 24-year-old guy who had, you know, kids 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, and teenagers that were fans of mine and that viewed me as an idol and all of that other stuff that goes along with it. And I took that very seriously. You know, I was not a bad guy. I wasn't a dangerous guy. I wasn't ever an evil prat, but I was somebody who, like, as we would say, an all-American, red-blooded American boy at 24 years old, and being out on the road and being the focal point of all of that sexual energy, I managed to get my fair share in the time that it was safe and it was socially acceptable to do that.
At that point, I thought it best to draw a veil over that side of his career. We'll be back with David Cassidy after this.
Live in Las Vegas. Live. Classic Gold. Live in the USA.
Listen, we told our listeners we were coming down to talk to you, and you know you've got so many fans. We're a gold station. We play a lot of your early hits, and I think they'd be very surprised to see the kind of stuff you're doing now. In fact, I was flicking through one of the showbiz guides, and I didn't recognize you. The blue shark skin suit, you know, the whole thing, and that's very much the tone of the show, isn't it? It's like in a homage to the old Vegas.
Yeah, in a way it is. I also get to do some of my hits, and Sheena Easton gets to do some of her hits. But I tried to do a stylized piece where I get to do some of the music that I think has been, in a way, kind of lost and forgotten. And I don't mean that by saying, you know, from the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s. I tried to pay tribute and pay homage to the greatest music that was written in the latter part of the 20th century.
Well, it would be a revelation to your fans from the early 70s, such as, we got so many cards, so many calls. Here's one. Barbara Douglas of Western Supermare reminds us that your father, Jack Cassidy, was a well-known actor, fine actor too. Mm. Did you never consider following that career instead of singing, you know, concentrating on the acting solely?
I actually began as an actor in the theater, and I have done numerous acting jobs that were straight acting. You know, it's arguably when I did Blood Brothers for 4.5 years, and, you know, I had really one song in it, so it was an acting role. I've done straight plays. I've done, you know, acting in films and television and so forth. I think that because I became so successful so early as an actor singer, and people perhaps in the UK don't recognize me necessarily as an actor, but think about me in terms of my records, but a lot of people recognize me more here as both, in America at least, and because they've seen a lot more of my work.
Sure. Fiona Jameson, we're heard now on the World Wide Web, so this one's from Australia, would you believe? Mm. She says, of all your hits, do you have a favorite?
You know, it changes from week to week, month to month, and I can't say I have a favorite. There are a number of them that I love to do. I didn't do Cherish for a long time, and I just put it in the show about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I got to tell you, I really like singing that song again. I didn't sing it for so long, And, you know, it was the title of my first album, and it was, it sold a, here in the United States, sold 1,800,000 copies. So around the world, it probably sold 3.5 million copies.
It's a great song.
Yeah, no, it's a great song, and it was a very good record, and I love what we're doing with the song now. It's very close to the original, but it has a little more guts and a little more feel to it.
One more question, and this one possibly will be on behalf of just about all your fans in Great Britain. Melanie Witcherly says, any plans to tour the UK soon?
Well, a month ago, I was meeting in this room here in my dressing room at the Rio with three or four people, one of which is a promoter from the UK who wants me to come over and play. And I don't know that I'm going to have the time to do it because I'm contracted to do At the Copa here at the Rio for the next year and a quarter. There has been some talk of just going over and doing a couple dates, like at the Albert Hall or something like that, in early June, or maybe in the in the early summer. I have to see what weeks I'm going to have off, and if I could get a show together that quickly and bring it over there and do that, and then come back over here and start working again. It's a lot to ask, but I do miss you all, and I would very, very much love to come back and play and tour.
Well, please do it soon.
I'd love to.
Thanks. David Cassidy, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Just a day.